The final turn away from mechanism, in electromagnetic theory, should have come in 1905, when Einstein's special theory of relativity, in effect, banished the ether and replaced it with empty space as the medium that carries electromagnetic impulses. But even then, the mechanical worldview lingered on among an older generation of physicists, like the fictional Professor Victor Jacob in Russell McCormack's poignant novel Night Thoughts of a Classical Physicist, who were unable to absorb the new ideas. Mechanism had also been propagated beyond the boundaries of science and survived there to give later trouble to scientists. In the 19th century, the heroic tradition of mechanism was incorporated, unhappily, into the dialectical materialism of Marx and Engels and their followers. Lenin, in exile in 1908, wrote a turgid book about materialism, and although for him it was mostly a device by which to attack other revolutionaries, odds and ends of his commentary were made holy writ by his followers, and for a while, dialectical materialism stood in the way of the acceptance of general relativity in the Soviet Union. As late as 1961, the distinguished Russian physicist Vladimir Fock felt compelled to defend himself from the charge that he had strayed from philosophical orthodoxy. The preface to his treatise, The Theory of Space, Time, and Gravitation, contains the remarkable statement, "The philosophical side of our views on the theory of space, time, and gravitation was formed under the influence of the philosophy of dialectical materialism, in particular, under the influence of Lenin's materialism and empirical criticism." Nothing in the history of science is ever simple. Although after Einstein, there was no place in serious physics research for the old, naive, mechanical worldview. Some elements of this view were retained in the physics of the first half of the 20th century. On one hand, there were material particles like the electrons, protons, and neutrons that make up ordinary matter. On the other, there were fields, such as the electric and magnetic and gravitational fields, which are produced by particles and exert forces on particles. Then in 1929, physics began to turn toward a more unified worldview. Werner Heisenberg and Wolfgang Pauli described both particles and forces as manifestations of a deeper level of reality, the level of the quantum fields. Quantum mechanics had several years earlier been applied to the electric and magnetic fields that had been used to justify Einstein's idea of particles of light, the photons. Now Heisenberg and Pauli were supposing that not only photons, but all particles are bundles of the energy in various fields. In this quantum field theory, electrons are bundles of the energy of the electron field,